This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Victoria, yo Jennifer, yo Kara, yo Doug, it's the DJD program, yo, here to discuss what's going on in the world. Wednesday, the 29th of May, last Wednesday of the month, the World Health Organization has officially recognized working too hard as a legitimate medical diagnosis. Give me a break.
Good. I totally thought of Jen in this.
From Jennifer,
this story.
Exactly.
Yep.
Agency included burnout in the latest version of its International Classification of Diseases handbook. It says burnout is associated with employment or unemployment, results from chronic workplace stress that hasn't been managed successfully. You just have lots of different. Yours is managed. Because you got lots of different venues.
Is it?
In which. I hope so. Under the circumstances, the World Health Organization didn't name any specific treatments for dealing with the issue, Jennifer. You have any suggestions as to treatment?
Wine.
In bed. Wine.
Massages.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great. All those things are great. All right, Jen, your turn.
All right, well, let's talk a little politics because we have some new information for Democratic hopefuls for 2020. The DNC, the Democratic National Committee, has its first debate. Well, actually, it's two debates set up at the end of June. That'll happen in Miami. To qualify for that debate, a candidate must be polling over 1% in three nationally recognized polls or must have raised money from 60,000 individual donors. That means they could have gotten a nickel. It means they could have gotten a dollar. It means they could have gotten $100. But they have to get it from 60,000 different individuals. So that's why you see a lot of candidates scrambling around trying to sell bumper stickers for $1 just so that they can say that they have donors from enough places so that they can qualify for the debate.
What a joke all this stuff is.
Well,
good God.
The DNC, and see, it's hard. It was the same thing with Republicans last time around. The Republicans, to qualify for the debate, set up their stipulations. They had the debates all in one night, but they had two separate stages. The DNC is actually going to do two back-to-back nights where they'll randomly draw people, so you don't really know who's going to be on which stage or on which night until right before the debate. So now we know that there is going to be another debate scheduled in September, and they've now released the qualifiers for that. So that's the big news story today. The parameters being announced early this morning are likely to help cut down the 24 candidates that are already in the process. Tom Perez, who's the chairman of the Democratic Party, said he wants to give every candidate a chance to be heard, but this is going to be tough for a lot of candidates to qualify for. So the third debate, which is in September after the first two in June, will have a lot of different degrees for them. They're going to have to get a total of 2% support in four approved polls now. So you have to have four polls saying that you're at 2% support, and those polls have to come in between June 28th and August 28th. They also have to collect contributions from a minimum of 130,000 unique donors before August the 28th, and the donor list must include a minimum of 400 individuals in at least 20 states. So these are pretty tight qualifications. They might keep these in place as well for the October debate, which is coming up, but ABC and Univision will host this third debate in September, and these will be the guidelines for that debate. So this has a lot of people worried, people like Kirsten Gillibrand, who have not been able to really crack an egg. At this point, she's not even qualifying.
Anyway, she has no...
Well, she's not even qualifying for the June debate, and you have candidates like Andrew Yang, who is far less known than Kirsten Gillibrand, actually qualifying already for that debate. So the pressure is going to be on for people like Kirsten, like Amy Klobuchar, to make sure that they're collecting a lot of donors and still trying to up their name
recognition across the country. At the end of the day, what's the point? They're not going to get anywhere.
They must be able to
look at the tea leaves. They're not going to win. Look at the tea leaves. Joe Biden is the front runner. He got a lot of took all of the oxygen out of the room yesterday with his education plan. So he's going to be sure to get the teachers' vote anyway, proposing that teachers' pay be raised across the board and some new pre-kindergarten plan the government pays for, which means you and I pay for it. It's just more, we're going to buy your vote. Here's the promise. Where's the money coming from? That's the thing. Why don't some of these people actually talk about where the money's going to come from, what we're going to cut, what we're going to, you know, the reality is that sooner or later, stuff has to be cut. I know in my own community here in Framingham, Massachusetts, the budgets need to be cut by 10%. Nobody wants to do it. Taxes are going to go up on average of $400 or $500 a home. People aren't going to stand for that. They aren't.
Well, what are they going to do? They're going to sell their house and move?
Well, they're going to either that, or they'll make sure that there's a rearrangement on the deck of the Titanic in the next election. This is the kind of stuff, when you hit somebody in their pocketbook, that's when it makes a difference. That's it. Remember Clinton, it's the economy, stupid, or James, what's-his-face, Carville said that. It is the economy. That's it. How well you're doing financially is what predicates who and what you vote for the most part. Social issues sometimes, but you keep out of these. And you hear this endless, oh, my God, year in and year out, election after election after election. We're going to have this plan. We're going to have that. Who buys that crap? Who actually thinks Joe Biden is going to change the way education, the only good way to change the educational pattern as far as the feds is concerned is to eliminate the education department because it's done nothing but screw up what the achievement levels are for kids, the individuality.
Maybe that's something that
youngsters.
he is going to tackle.
Look, Trump said he would do.
Yeah. Trump said he would do that, but he put Betsy DeVos in there, who's a disaster. So, you know, I mean, everybody, when you say who buys it, well, everyone bought everything Trump said. And, you know, they all believe everything
everybody says, and it doesn't get anywhere. So here we are. All right, enough. I don't like talking about that stuff. Here, did you see the story about the Navy pilots who saw UFOs off the East Coast?
No.
Yep. Really? No.
I believe it.
This is this past week. Yep.
They said they see them weekly. They are just talking about it for the first time.
Right.
This is not like a news story. They've actually been seeing them consistently.
Yeah. And they have.
Give me the details of this. This is interesting.
Well, I mean, if you get right down to it.
Where are they seeing it?
The Navy says it wants to upgrade the guidelines, because there are so many of these reports, as you're suggesting, Jennifer. These sightings have taken place over the last 4 or 5 years. The guidelines have not been explained, really. But there's a new History Channel series called Unidentified Inside America's UFO Investigation. And the story focuses on pilots who are based on the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt, who saw a lot of objects in a period of over a year at 30,000 feet off the Atlantic coast from Virginia all the way down to Florida. And one of them, as a matter of fact, says the pilot said he almost collided with a UFO in 2014. Yeah, exactly. So a lot of, and then there are some pictures that go along with it from the History Channel. You can see the plane almost on top of, I don't know who took the picture, but the plane's almost on top of this object, whatever the heck it is. And, you know, we all kind of suspect that there are lots of these things going on. The government doesn't want to have us know about it. The old business about Area 51, I don't know what they think we're afraid of, or why they think we ought not to know about these things.
I'm just curious. Are these things?
Here's a picture of a disc hovering over O'Hare Airport in Chicago.
What size is this? Is this like plane size? Is this drone size? What kind?
No, these are big. These are big. Size of a like F-18.
And then, lot, do they get close stuff. Enough, or do they just disappear?
Well, the guy,
when they
I just,
they,
one of them almost crashed into the UFO, running
yeah,
over
they
the sea.
They disappear. They say they see him, and then they flash away, and they're saying it's supersonic speed, like the speed of a bullet basically being shot out of
warp
a gun
speed.
Is what they're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. I fully believe that there is other life somewhere in, I don't know, the universe, but I just can never figure out why they would care enough to come and spy on our planet. I mean, obviously, if they
have
that...
Why do we care enough to be out in space nosing around ourselves?
Yeah, but what have we found out there, really? I mean, yeah, maybe they're exploring. I don't know. But I mean,
You know what, Kara? The answer to that question is I don't think the average person knows.
Obviously, their technology must be exponentially better than ours if they're, you know, if they have supersonic speeds and are able to get to a planet where other people are inhabiting.
This they say,
and they're not on our radar,
happens almost on a daily basis. That's how really strange.
And these are military people. These aren't like, you know, some guy hanging out by his trailer looking up at the sky. I mean, these are people that are like trained to go, what the heck was that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it. I don't necessarily think we need to all panic, but I also don't think it. And I also think that what people see oftentimes isn't what they think it is. But I don't think that we can doubt that people see things that can't be explained. And that by its very nature is the definition of a UFO.
I agree. Yeah, a lot of stuff out there that we cannot find an explanation for. So this is another, I think, testament to that. 17 and change at the hour on the DJV program. Get healthy. Get into the shape that you want. Maybe that's the people think they can get healthy by being in good shape. And yeah, you can. But you can't get healthy and be overweight. That's the first way for you to measure or to somehow or other put yourself in a place where you're going to be satisfied with the way you look and actually feel that you are going to live a long, happy life. With extra weight, Dr. Ken says all the time, he's never seen a 90-year-old obese person. You don't see 70-year-old obese people. So if you want to live a long and happy and prosperous life, one of the secrets is to get healthy the correct way, and that's by using the weight loss formula from Calitrin. Calitrin is the all-natural, healthy choice to help you lose weight and keep it off. That's what you got to do. You got to keep it off. This is a program that lasts about 6 months if you stay on it. And maybe you want to supplement even after that to keep yourself in the same place where you want to be. I want to be about 173, 174, which is where I am now. Take 4 Calitrins at night before you go to bed. Your body is working to promote healthy, lean muscle mass. And they get rid of the fat, burns off the fat, because collagen is the main ingredient, and that always burns off fat. Toploss.com is the place to go for Calitrin. Lose the weight naturally. Check the box for DJV. Buy one, get one free. Buy two, get two free. Buy three, get three free. You get the idea. Calitrin, Toploss.com is the website. For the best way to lose weight, use the code DJV.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it was like when he was under fire during his second tour to Afghanistan.
You know, it almost seems overwhelming for like the first few seconds, but then you just fall into the rhythm of what you got to do. And we had unbelievable leaders and unbelievable training. And really, it just all came back to the fundamentals.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Do
the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The hour. DJV show, Victoria, Kara, Doug. Focus on music in every hour. This is a focus on the Police. Roxanne. Second time, apparently, the charm for Stuart Copeland's film, Everyone Stares, The Police Inside Out. Mr. Copeland initially released the film as part of a 2006 Sundance Film Festival. And briefly on DVD, featuring a lot of footage that he himself filmed it with a Super 8 camera that he bought back in the 70s. He says, the first time around, I had a tough time getting licenses and permissions. But then he says things have been different after a successful reunion tour that happened in 2007-2008. Put closure on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame career that they've had. The reunion tour did really well, and we're all happy. We're a happy family now. Everyone Stares, which tracks the Police from the start through its breakup, being re-released this Thursday, adding new commentary by Copeland and Andy Summers, who was the guitarist for the Police. I told you about the time I was in an oxygen tent next to him, right? Andy Summers?
Yeah. I couldn't remember if it was Stuart Copeland or Andy Summers.
No, it was Andy Summers. Frontman Sting is on board as well. Copeland, anxious to discredit the huge myth he says he exists about the Police being at odds with each other then and now. He said, quote, we like each other. We always have. There was a bit of creative tension, but our relationship with each other was then and has always been strong. We always enjoyed each other's company and still do. I think you see that in this film. I think this would be a good film to see.
I love the Police. And I do, too. He's right. They've been plagued by rumors that they just can't even be in the same room together. So it's nice to know that that's not really the case.
Yep. He continues by saying, there are a couple of sequences where we're visiting radio stations. You see us joking to ourselves. Just three guys with nothing to do for kicks but hang out while this incredible rocket ship was on its journey. Copeland says that he and Sting, quote, had a good laugh about the old times during a recent meeting in New York. There's no desire to put the Police back on duty, Right now, he says, just so great to hang with my buddies who are like brothers without clouding it with the issue. And that's what Copeland says. Stuart Copeland on The Police. Everyone stares The Police inside out. I'd like to watch that, frankly. Another old-time rock and roller, Robert Plant, in the musical news, launching a career retrospective podcast called Digging Deep, coming up next week. And a teaser, Plant describes going back and listening to some of the songs he's recorded during his five-decade career, marveling at them under a new microscope. He lives across the street from Uri's old house in Sonning in England. And I remember what a character he was. He was just an odd guy. But certainly good in this point. And isn't it interesting that a podcast could come out of, you know, podcasts come out of anything.
Yeah.
But this is an interesting podcast. It promises to uncover the moments, people, and places that have inspired some of my most treasured music, so he says. It's not known how many episodes will go on these pods, and they go as long as they go. The announcement comes on the heels of news earlier this week that Led Zeppelin, in their own words, documentary with new interviews from Plant and Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones is also in the works. Plant is on the road this summer playing a series of festival dates, amphitheater shows in support of his 2017 Carry Fire album. So would you ladies go to see Robert Plant?
I have
Jimmy
seen
Page?
Him with Jimmy Page. I saw them both together. It was amazing. It was like seeing Led Zeppelin. Yeah, it was like a time
energy.
Travel.
Yeah, a lot of energy there. 28 after the hour on the DJB program. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime, Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another night of severe weather, this time targeting, among other states, Kansas, especially in the Kansas City metro area, where a massive twister appeared to be at least a mile wide. Zach Taylor is a forecaster at the Weather Prediction Center.
There's been considerable damage in and around the Kansas City metro, potential tornado, and then additionally we're looking at a pretty large area of flash flooding across eastern Kansas through northern Missouri, southern Iowa, now moving into Illinois. And so as this whole storm system tracks east, that threat will kind of shift toward the mid-Atlantic.
He was speaking to Fox News. Luckily, no fatalities reported from this latest severe weather. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says if given the chance, he will push through a confirmation vote for a Supreme Court justice in 2020. In 2016, he refused to do so, saying it was an election year. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Did you know that video game addiction is now an official mental disorder?
Yeah, it should be.
Gaming disorder. Addicted behavior list. With other things, gaming. How would you describe, what is gaming? How would you describe it?
Video gaming. That's it.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
I don't
it's
think it's
gaming.
Referring to like board games or card games or anything.
No, it's video
just
games.
Sitting in front of your computer screen for 6-7 hours at a time in the dark, not talking to anyone.
At what age is this a problem, would you suggest?
I'd say like teenage to, depending who you are.
I'd say your
boys.
Pre-teens.
Is it just boys?
Yeah.
Boys for the most part?
More boys than girls, for sure.
It is.
Actually, it's funny. We were just talking about this. We were sitting on the beach on Sunday, and my friend's aunt was happened to join us, and she's a teacher, and she's been a teacher for a long time, and she was saying that she, in her third grade class, that several of the boys who are addicted to video games have actually shown symptoms of withdrawal when the parents have taken the video games away. And she said it's an absolute addiction that's every bit as real. She sees it all the time, and she said, when you take it away from these kids, it's like an alcoholic or a drug addict in withdrawal symptoms. They can't cope. The brain reacts the same way as if you're in withdrawal. It's really scary.
So what do parents need to know about this? If we didn't grow up on these games, and your child says, I'd love to have this game, that game, another game, and you say, okay, you don't see the harm in it. You don't know what can happen. So what advice is there to parents as to how to select or whether say yes or no when a child asks for, when you look at some of the violent games, that'd be where I draw the line.
Yes.
I don't even know that watching my children were never exposed to it because we didn't allow it. We didn't have them. And I asked Brendan a couple of times, he would go to friends' houses. Did you ever do it? He said, I didn't find them to be interesting or challenging or whatever.
That could also be generational because, I think so. Because younger generations grew up with so many different gaming options. And so
I have such a hard time thinking about my son. I often think of Kara as a daughter in a sense, but yet she's almost a generation younger than my son. And thinking about that, it kind of blows my mind a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you're every bit as mature as he is, but yet you're a good deal young. I mean, he's a little older than you are, Victoria.
Yeah.
I
think that the answer to your question about, parenting, from what my friend's aunt was saying, as a teacher, she's had to meet with a lot of parents and say, look, your kid is distracted in class, and I see him daydreaming out the window, and he's just thinking about how soon he can get home to play video games again.
Oh, my God.
There's no social skills. There's no real interaction. The other thing she said that's extra scary, that even starting younger than that, like the kindergarten classes at the school that she teaches, which is actually a really nice area in northern New Jersey, and she said that the kids, when you used to tell a kid, go outside and play, and play meant make something up, whatever it is. You just go out to, go out and play. And she said that the kids in the kindergarten class, when the teacher gives them instructions like that, they give up immediately. They go, I can't do this. Because they don't know how to do any of that. Everything is a device in front of their face.
Where does it start then? I'm just, as you were telling that story, I was thinking about my grandson, Miles, and what he does. He's a fabulous storyteller. He'll go for hours playing with his trains or some little object. When we go to the park, he'll want to have three or four of his cars that are in the bag. He'll sit in the sand, and he'll play with the cars, and he'll make up stories, or he'll tell stories. And he'll go on doing that for a half an hour.
And he's what, 4.5?
He's 4.5.
So I think that's a product of Megan and Matthew raising him to have an imagination.
Yeah.
Because most kids by four years old are sitting with an iPad in front of them.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Does Megan ever let him use anything like that, or do they use it a lot around him? Because kids are such mimics.
Well, Matthew uses his iPad a lot when he's working. I see him when I go to the house on the couch or something. He's working. That's how he does some of his grading.
Yeah, which obviously, you can't avoid. Sometimes you're going to watch TV, or sometimes you're going to be on a computer.
They don't have a TV
like
in their house. They don't even have a TV.
Very interesting. But I was just thinking of my niece, who's 2.5, and my sister was calling me on the phone the other day and told me, she sent me a message afterwards, that Ruby, my niece, then she has this little, it's not a real phone, it's just a little plastic one that you get with toy sets, and she was also dialing, and she was like, hello? Hi, Kara. Love you. And then she'll hang up. And it's adorable, but it's interesting to see how much kids mimic what their parents do. And when you see is that them
goes for everything, Kara.
You just see them on their phones.
Think about your parents and how they influenced who you became, Victoria. Think about your parents and how they influenced who you became. There are lots of influences, but your parents are the most, as long as they're there. If there isn't, there's a vacuum created, and you'll find it somewhere else, like I did on the farm. The man who's my second father had much more to do with my mores, my standards, and how I am and what I love than my father did. It just was. But you cannot live in a vacuum, and that goes with where the universe fills the void. If there's a vacuum, it gets filled with something. Thus, the creation of the term vacuum. Vacuum is the essence of nothing, and the universe wants to fill that void with something. And so if you don't find it at home, you're going to find it somewhere else. And that's, you know, gangs start in families or in situations where children don't have parents. Father impregnates a woman. She has the baby. She has to keep working. She's not around. And then and that's where it all starts, that kind of stuff. So that's really good. That's important food for thought. Thank you. Thinking about all those things. And I think we know that. Don't you think instinctively we all kind of know that? But whether we take action or we give in or give over to it is another thing.
Well, I think some parents will probably just tell you, look, I'd rather have an iPad in front of the kid at a restaurant so he's not screaming the whole time.
Well, that's but, you know, you I mean, allow them like, to scream. And there's a reason the kid's screaming in the first place.
Well, yeah. I mean, my brother and I, we grew up in much more of an adult world than most kids did. Yeah. We sat at a table of full of adults in restaurants, and you know, I remember one of my earliest memories of people constantly coming over from other tables to my parents to comment on how well behaved we were.
Yeah. Oh, we get that all the time.
And yeah, but that doesn't happen anymore. But by you know, we had to sit there and either make conversation or, you know, maybe we would color sometimes, but that's about it. There was no iPad.
Yeah. It's really amazing how it's changing the face of the world, of socializing, or lack thereof, frankly. Time for us to do a little socializing when it comes to smiling and being happy and looking good. Well, if you have an ugly smile, you're not going to look good and you're not going to have a good time. It works very simply. Whiter teeth can help you look younger and feel better about yourself. So you'd like to remove those stains, right? Don't cover them up. Remove them with power swabs, whiter teeth, not much sensitivity. This power swab formula lifts the stains off your caps, your crowns, your veneers, regular teeth. Works in about 5 minutes, 2 shades whiter every time you use it. So let's get on to this deal so you can save some money. I know you want to have white teeth. Sometimes you're so frustrated you go to the dentist and say, hey, Dr. So-and-so, how can you whiten my teeth? Says, oh, I've got this treatment. It costs $650. You want it? Yep, let's do that. Well, power swabs can be done right from your own home. No strips, no trays, nothing annoying. It's all from the mind of dentist Dr. Martin Ginninger. And it's for you, available now by calling 800-208-1797. Get rid of the stains caused by tobacco and coffee and tea. This is an offer not available online or in stores. Call now, 800-208-1797. Get your power swabs at 50% off the retail price. Kind of a no-brainer, really. Power swabs.
I'm Jay.
Okay, that's all right. You can be Jay Farner. Go ahead, Jay.
Of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. A 2.3% fee to receive is discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much, I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour here on the DJV program. Did you know that June, right around the corner, is Acne Awareness Month, addressing an important skin condition that a lot of people pay attention to more now because it's summertime? 50 million Americans suffer with acne. I had a lot of it when I was a kid, and it was very embarrassing, messy. It's not a life-threatening condition, but acne is certainly a serious condition, and it takes a serious toll. I don't think I actually dated or was interested. I was interested, but women weren't interested in me or girls at that time in high school. Acne affected a lot of people, but apparently it affects more women than men. We have Dr. Sabrina Fabi here to talk about this skin condition. She's a dermatologist and knows from whence it comes. So I'm surprised, I'd start with this, Dr. Fabi, that it affects more women than men. I would have thought it was, I remember the pimple-faced boys more than the pimple-faced girls when I was a kid.
I know. So, yes, you're right. 4 in 5 people in their lifetime are going to have acne. But as we go into our adult years, it actually affects 4 times as many women than men. So for some reason, as we move into out of those teenage years, we do start to see a greater incidence in women.
And that's hormonally related, maybe? Is there
Is that a difference? Might be hormones?
Yes, there's definitely a role in hormones, but they haven't quite elucidated whether it's just hormones or is it a combination of hormones, diet, stress, genetics. There's no definitive evidence to actually support that it's just one of them. It's, I think, a combination of things, but there's definitely a place for hormones. You're absolutely right, Victoria.
You know, Fabi, one of the, Dr. Fabi, one of the things that I think about going back to when I had acne as a kid was being on the farm. I had very oily skin. And a lot of blackheads develop. It was pretty gross, actually.
Yeah.
I get right down to it. So,
what it does is that it blocks our hair follicles. And so when you have this pileup of hair follicles and dead skin cells, that's just basically food for bacteria to grow in. And that's the reason why we get acne.
Any safety concerns with that?
Well, in an ideal world, there's no safety concerns unless you start picking at it. But in an ideal world, you would want to minimize or prevent it altogether by remembering to wash your skin, right? So that's the reason we probably see it in teenage boys, is because they probably aren't using gentle cleansers as much, as well as avoiding harsh exfoliants. People think that if they exfoliate aggressively, then they'll be able to minimize more oil production, but that's not necessarily the case. This can actually damage the skin. So to your point, those are where the safety concerns lie.
Well, that's very interesting because, again, calling on my own experience, I used to scrub my face because I thought that's the way I get.
You're making it worse.
Yeah. Thank you. nobody talk. Thanks a lot, Victoria. That's very helpful now.
I'll travel back in time.
60 years later. Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, I think that there's 2 rules of thumb when we to keep in mind if you've tried drugstore treatments, because a lot of people try drugstore treatments and they grow frustrated and they just drop treatments altogether. But what we need to remember is that the first-line treatment, which has been and always has been, is a retinoid, a topical retinoid. They help to prevent that buildup of cells that I was telling you about from trapping those hair follicles and allowing bacteria to grow. And the topical acne treatment called Ultrino 0.05% Tretinoin Lotion from Orthodermatologics is something I've been talking to my patients a lot about. It's what I call the smart choice tretinoin, in that it works by preventing that cell, those cells from accumulating. So it promotes cell turnover, allowing the skin to renew and essentially clearing the acne.
Go ahead. Yeah, no, you go ahead.
It's the first and only tretinoin lotion that's actually been approved. And it was designed with women in mind because many people aren't compliant with their acne treatments, mainly because the formula is not usually always elegant, and people have a hard time with the tolerability of these products.
Mm-hmm. I remember somebody telling me when I was a kid, salt water was good for my face.
Probably at least better than not washing your face altogether.
Maybe that's true. All right, where do we find out, Trino? You have a website where people can go for more info?
Yeah, for more information, they should definitely visit www.altrino.com.
Altrino is spelled A-L-T-R-E-N-O?
Correct.
Ah, so you got a Dr. Sabrina Fabi here on the DJV program at 10 minutes before the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The hour now, the unmistakable memories, the music, the theme from Gone with the Wind that we play from time to time when we want some sort of emotional connection to the 1930s or 40s or the best.
I often crave an emotional connection to the 1930s, Doug. <That's right. laughs>
Well, this movie meant a lot and still does mean a lot to a lot of people. And in fact, Chuck Curry, our movie man, has got a list of all of the movies that have done well, or comparing them to today's box office. I know I'm going to take a little. I think we were talking about this off the air a couple of days ago, how it is the number one of all time. If you compare box office totals, number one grossing movie adjusted for inflation. Is that right?
Well, here's the thing. You know, Avengers Endgame has made a lot of money. $880 million U.S. box office alone, basically in a month. So a lot of people think this is the biggest movie of all time, but if you discount inflation, that's not the case. Actually, Avengers Endgame is now the 19th biggest movie of all time. If you adjust inflation, Gone with the Wind is still number one. It would be $1.8 billion in today's dollars if it opened.
It wasn't even that successful when it first opened up, right?
No, I don't. Well, I wasn't around in 1939. I don't really remember. But I think The Wizard of Oz is not that successful. No, I think Gone with the Wind was a smash at the box office. But in terms of, like, give you an example, The Avengers would probably be is on 4,500 theaters around the country. Gone with the Wind was probably in maybe one of 10 neighborhoods in one theater, single screen theaters. I don't know the theater count. I have to believe it was just a couple hundred screens around the country, and it played probably for at least a few years But it did extremely well. And, you know, there's a Phantom Events, which brings back older movies. They satellite screen them in the theaters around the country and advertise. Gone with the Wind is their biggest grossing revival this year. I think it did like $2 million in ticket sales, which tells you the popularity is still there. But if I just want to go over the top 10, adjusted for inflation, biggest movies of all time, that means most popular. Gone with the Wind is number one. Star Wars is 77, number two. That would be $1.6 billion adjusted for inflation. Number three, Sound of Music. Number four, E.T., which came out in 82. Number five is Titanic, 97. I help with that because I saw that seven straight weekends in the theater. Number six would be The Ten Commandments, $1.1 billion. Number seven, Jaws. Great movie, one of my all-time favorites, number seven. Dr. Zhivago, number eight. You know, it's interesting. I did a revival of this a couple years ago. I got to be honest. I thought it was pretty boring.
It is boring.
What do I know?
I've never seen it. I don't really have any interest in it.
Nah.
So far on your list, Chuck, I'm kind of surprised about The Sound of Music.
Mm-hmm.
What are you surprised at?
That it's so high up on the list. I didn't think that it was... I mean, I know it's a popular movie, but if you're basing it just on when it was in the theaters, I didn't know that many people went to see it.
What else? To me, number nine is the most interesting, and it's The Exorcist, which came out in 1973. Hmm. Almost $1 billion adjusted for today. Think about it. A hard R, very frightening movie in the time, but literally, if you were in New York City in 1973, people were lined up around two city blocks to get in to see The Exorcist. That's how much buzz in word of mouth that movie. People just had people knew they were going in to see a frightening experience, and they did. So that movie is very popular. And Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, number.
Okay, so what do three of the top 10 movies have in common?
You tell me.
Top three in this top 10 list. Three of the movies were produced, directed, and written by Steven Spielberg.
Oh, cool. You're right. I didn't realize that.
Thank you. Think about the impact this guy has had on popular culture. It really is.
Listen, I think he's the best director of our generation. Because if you think of a movie that you want to see on a big screen over again, Spielberg's name has to come to mind. It's just so many.
All right. So I'm going to give you a quick review of John Wick. Remind me to never, ever, ever go to another one of those. The girls have been talking to me all morning about why did I go to see it. And somebody told me I should go see it. It was awful. The violence, it's boring. The violence is so bad and awful. And I did see the other day Charlize Theron in Long Shot. I think she has proven without a doubt that she is one of the best actresses of the time. Chemistry is good between the two of them. I think Rogan is a clown, frankly, though. But she was good. It was a nice story. 59 past the...
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.